Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing.
And this episode, our topic is going to be about using iBeacons at your trade shows and events. And we're going to go into some detail about how you can use these little tiny transmitters to really make things happen with your sponsors, your speakers, your volunteers, and your attendees.
Yes, we've been traveling around this year, going to events and trade shows, all different sizes, conferences, demonstrating ways to use mobile wallet marketing and iBeacons at the conferences. And it's been a big draw. Mobile wallet marketing has received a lot of great feedback with using iBeacons for both speakers and for exhibitors at trade shows. It's a popular shout-out tool that leverages mobile technology.
Cool. I'm going to take 1 second here and just refer you back to one of our older episodes, which is episode number 14, trade shows and events using mobile. So if you don't have the basic idea of how you can implement mobile wallet advertising, mobile marketing, mobile updates into your trade show or conference or events, you may want to go back after you're done listening to this episode and have a quick listen to it. It goes into a lot of detail about how to set up your trade show with mobile updates. It's episode number 14 and it's in the archives. So now here's the part that everybody loves. If you've already heard it, you can skip ahead 2 minutes. Otherwise, Hazel is going to give us the 2 minute countdown on what mobile wallet marketing actually is.
Well, mobile wallet marketing is a direct access tool. It markets and it's a communication tool that goes directly on people's mobile phones. These are mobile wallet passes that are seen right on the iPhone and they're in a mobile wallet.
What about Android?
In Android, they are in a third-party app.
Cool.
Yes, and you can do many things with them. There's a front and a back to the pass. In the front of the pass, you put who you are, your headline, and what you want to say to your customer base. And on the back, we have lots of goodies in the back. A call to action links to an email, to your if you want people to call you, to maps.
Websites.
Websites.
Other apps.
Other apps.
Cool.
Social media and even a click to email.
So basically anything that the iPhone or the Android phone can recognize in an app can be launched from the back of the mobile wallet update, right?
That is correct.
Super, super. So let's take just 1 second and talk about iBeacons, because I know that there are a lot of people who have heard the term iBeacon, probably have no idea what it is or how it works, and there are two ways that you can notify someone using their smartphone. One way is to use their geolocation, which means that you access the GPS feature of their phone. So if you wanted to send somebody a message, let's say they were coming to your trade show and they had just arrived at the airport and they were standing in baggage claim waiting to collect their bags, you could use the geo feature of their phone that said if they are standing in baggage claim at, like, say, McCarran Airport. We've got a casino host that does this for his customers. Every time they arrive at the airport, as soon as they go to baggage claim, the notice pops up on their lock screen and it says, "Hey, welcome to Las Vegas. Click here to give me a call. Click here to message me. Click here to email me." He uses that for customers who aren't quite getting the private plane sent over, but who still, you know, he wants to let them know, "Hey, I'm welcoming you here to town." It's kind of an automated thing. And most of the time, the first time that a customer gets that and they don't expect it to happen, it's like kind of a really nice little bonus thing and they feel good about it. So that's the geo. The iBeacon is a small radio transmitter, and it needs to be in the location where the phone is going to be in order for it to trigger a notification. So you can use the geo notifications for kind of your wide area, and then your iBeacons, like say you've got somebody, you're in a room and you want to tell somebody, "Welcome to this room." Like, for instance, Several of our real estate agents use these in their open houses. And when you arrive at the open house and you step through the door, a notification pops up on the lock screen. And what it says is, welcome to my open house. Please register in the kitchen. So that is a short range transmitter. It tells the phone to show the update, and it's used for more, I'm not necessarily going to say personalized, but more sort of narrow area messages. So that's the difference between the Geo and the Beacons. There is no one specific iBeacon maker. iBeacon is simply a patented phrase, trademark phrase that Apple has that describes a specific way of doing a notification. Google has their own version, which is called Eddystone. Any of our mobile updates work with iBeacon. They can be made to work with other stuff, but iBeacon is the simple, easiest one. If you are one of our real estate agents or one of our hosts or on a regular plan, we've already given you an iBeacon. So if you're not using it, you should probably drop us an email and ask us how you can make better use of it after you listen to the rest of this podcast episode.
And for trade shows and events, I mean, there are many uses, but we're going to go over three ways booths and speakers are using mobile updates for their messaging to inform their client base, their attendees that are at the show.
Cool. What are the three ways?
The three types are reminders, changes at the venue, and any offers that are at the event that are special to the event. To get yourself noticed at a show, iBeacons are an effective piece of technology that engages with your attendees right to their phone. Current users or even prospects, other attendees at the show who've installed the pass, is now informed of what's going on with your company at the show with updates as they walk around.
So how exactly does that work?
Well, there are a couple of ways to use these iBeacons at a show. As part of the mobile marketing strategy is to build up your pass and your follows prior to the show. That way, attendees and prospects will see your messages on the lock screen and be notified immediately as they walk around.
So what exactly do you mean by building up followers prior to the show?
Well, I'm sure you're going to promote to visitors of your site and social media profiles that you are exhibiting at a booth. Let them know that if you add the pass before the show, they'll stay relevant with any changes that may be going on during the show by installing the pass.
Okay, so we're kind of talking about, at this moment, exhibitors. This isn't actually trade show management. This is more focused on, I'm an exhibitor, whether it's a cannabis show or whether it's a podcast conference or whatever. You've already got a group of people that either follow you on social media, maybe they're in your email list, or they're with you because they're good website traffic, and you have sort of prearranged with them by promoting the link or the QR code or the download for the update on their phone prior to their arrival at the show. Right?
That's right.
Okay, cool.
That's right. And there are different ways to promote this. You can say, here an example is like, stop by booth 123 at my trade show. You know, add the pass to the phone and you'll get real updates as you go along through the show. Pardon me. Pardon me.
So now let me ask you a quick question. Let's say that you are a sponsor and you've got a big giant booth and you're also going to have an event. And your event is you're going to have a happy hour on the third day of the show.
Yes.
Now, what if you use the mobile updates also as sort of pseudo event tickets, where when you tell people sign up to come to our event, your email confirmation sends them back a link that they'll click right from in their email, and it will drop their faux ticket, so to speak, into their phone. And now you, or what if you're going to do a drawing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what if it's going to be, we're going to give away an iPad or we're going to give away a MacBook, and you want to start promoting that well before you get to the show. So you go ahead and you tell them to add it to their phone, and then when they get into range of your booth, it's going to pop up a notification on their lock screen that says, you know, either click here to register or don't forget to drop your business card into our fishbowl or whatever it is. So you're going to be collecting leads by using the iBeacons and using the passes to generate interest that you started prior to the show, but now you're sort of turning it into an omni-channel lead magnet because you've moved it off your website or out of your emails. Yep. And into your actual exhibit space at the show kind of seamlessly.
That's quite accurate. That's a great way to use it. And that is the way that attendees are using it.
So what about when people get to the show and they don't already have your update in their phone? How do you manage that?
Well, there are easy ways to distribute the pass. You can have printed marketing collateral right at the booth. So as they come along, you can have a QR code.
Okay.
And they can scan the QR code, and then the pass will be added.
Okay, so what about the people that don't know or aren't familiar with how to use a QR code? Is there another way?
Is there? Yes, there is. And the easy way is through email. You can mail your list.
Is there like a URL they can type in?
And there is also the URL, which is part of the email list. Yes, we have a special custom URL for you. Absolutely.
Okay, so now let's say though that I am big company A and I use a domain shortener and I want to manage this on my own. Can I forward from my short domain to the install page?
Yes, you can.
Cool. Okay, so I can then set up my own Google Analytics or whatever I use for analytics to actually see how much traffic comes through that page compared to how many passes I have installed for updates at the show on a given day. So I can actually get stats on this.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
You can get analytics for this, see your stats, and see how well it's produced for you.
Super cool. Love that. All right. So if you're not sure that attending a trade show is necessarily, or exhibiting in a trade show is necessarily the smartest idea for you, we have another podcast episode. It's a cannabis-focused podcast episode. It's number 21 in the archives, and it's about the ROI of networking events. And even if you're not in the cannabis industry, it's a good listen because it kind of helps you figure out how to do the math and decide whether or not going to a trade show is, and exhibiting at a trade show is a good idea or not.
Right. For me, I love to network and to get out there and speak to people, but we were there, more details of your overall ROI to attend an event on the podcast and that we're not getting into right here.
Cool.
So take a listen to, was it episode 21?
Episode 21, yeah.
And it's a great idea to build your passes prior to the show because you want to be using those iBeacons at the show. And when you add the iBeacon to your mobile marketing strategy mix, we're finding that there are three popular methods to use to message the people.
Okay.
To reach your attendees. We also use it to change any venue offers.
So like reminders?
Reminders, thank you. Reminders, stop by booth 123.
Or let's say you're speaking and you're supposed to speak at 2:00 on the main stage, but now they're going to move you to 3:00 on the alternate stage. How easy is that? Send an update message out, let everybody know right then and there, and keep people moving in the direction that you want them to be moving. You could send them reminders to say, even if nothing has changed, let's say you are speaking at 2:00 on the main stage. Well, at 1:00, let's send everybody a reminder that says, hey, don't forget 2 p.m. I'm speaking on the main stage. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. You can also offer discounts to your products.
Okay.
Instead of like having the coupon right on your booth that you give away, you might as well do it in your mobile offer.
So now I have a quick question for the people who don't know.
Yes.
Is what happens after the show is over? Do they just go away?
No, absolutely not. You can use this after the show. That is one of the major benefits to this. I mean, it's phenomenal that you can do this. that you can still be messaging those same people after the show to let them know what's going on next in your sales cycle.
Cool. So if you were at, I don't know, let's say you were at Affiliate Summit in January and then you were going to be at an ad tech in April. So you've got a whole bunch of people that you met at the Affiliate Summit show. They all added your updates into their phones, and now you want to let the group of people know that, ooh, next thing is April, I'm going to be at ad tech. So you just message them all, and this isn't reliant on iBeacons. This is just a manual message, and then you could take your iBeacon that you had used at the January show and put it in your pocket and carry it with you to the ad tech show and put it in your booth at ad tech and just continue to keep reusing it.
Absolutely, you can.
Cool. Okay. So I think that kind of probably wraps it up. So we have geo,
yes,
for sort of wide area messaging, iBeacons, mm-hmm, for smaller area messaging. Nothing in the reminders or the offers changes regardless of which way you use to message. They're just triggers. You can still do manual triggers. What else? Have we forgotten anything?
I'm not sure we have. iBeacon, they update to your lock screen. You know, you stay top of mind. Absolutely, because you're always right on the lock screen.
So if you're sending out an iBeacon-related message, does a person get that message every time they walk by your booth?
They can.
They do.
They do.
Right now, there is no way to say they got it once. Don't give it to them 10 more times. But that's okay. It's not really a big deal. If nobody does anything with it, then it just zooms off the phone, same as any other reminder does after the period of time that Apple displays the notifications. I just thought I'd throw that in there because we do have some people who,
that's true, we do,
put their own passes on their phones and then are like, every time I get to work, it's here. We're like, well, yeah, every time somebody comes there, it's going to be there.
That's right.
Okay, so I think we're good for now.
Yes, come take a look at our packages, mobilewalletmarketer.com.
Super, and have a great week. We'll see you soon.
Bye.